This Saturday, Anti-Poverty Network SA will hold a state election forum in which speakers with lived experience of poverty and hardship will directly address election candidates from the Dignity Party, Greens Party, Liberal Party and SA Best Party. The forum will also give members of the public the opportunity to take part in a Q&A with candidates. Zed from Anti-Poverty Network SA joined me for a chat earlier today, and he explained the kinds of issues that will be canvassed at the forum.
This state election forum will be in the electorate of Hartley, and we want to make a focus on prioritising low-income people's voices and people's voices who are on welfare, and really like making politicians listen to us. We're the experts of poverty. We face these punitive systems every day. So we'll be talking about a range of topics that Anti-Poverty Network SA has been working on for the past years, which will include the high cost of privatization of electricity, as well as how this affects those on low incomes, the cost of transport, and the limitations that low-income people face on transport, and especially with our campaign that we're getting up and running with its free public transport for all low-income people. Also, the housing crisis and just how that is really looking terrible at the moment, and yeah, the expenditure of households, interest rates, like if you're young, even if you have a mortgage now, it's unlikely you pay it off, but if you're young, like there's not really any chance you get to buy a house. And of course our New Start campaign and trying to get awareness on that again. And yeah, so we want to demand these things be acknowledged and responded to appropriately by the politicians. And this will be done by Anti-Poverty Network members speaking, and then hopefully the panel will be listening, and then they'll get a chance to respond, and then we'll be opening up to a Q&A to the public.
How many people from the network do you anticipate will be speaking on the day?
I think we'll have 5 people from the network.
Lots of lived experiences as well.
Yeah, everyone that's speaking has very good stories to tell. Well, I say good, but they're sad and just punitive experiences, but yeah, very much lived experience.
How important do you think is it for candidates to hear these stories firsthand?
I think it's very important. I mean, a lot of these candidates are possibly coming from very privileged backgrounds, and I think a lot of the rhetoric we hear from politicians and more privileged people is because they don't have the experience, or they're not exposed to such things like the welfare system. So really important.
Do you have a confirmed list of candidates?
Yeah, we have Lauren Zwans from the Greens, Nick Xenophon from SA Best, Rick Neagle from the Dignity Party, and Michelle Lansick from the Liberal Party, who is also the Shadow Minister for Human Services.
How are you hoping the candidates will respond when they have these discussions with the people from Anti-Poverty Network, but also the public who may be there and asking questions?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that the politicians are receptive of what we have to say, what our demands are, and just really take that on board when they are, like, giving our responses. I know that a lot of the policies that we'll probably see won't kind of cover the needs to counter such a punitive system, but hopefully they can take this on board and actually do something to loosen the grip that they have on the poor.
And it's my understanding as well that the forum will be free and it's open to members of the public to attend.
Yeah, the forum is free. Anti-Poverty Network will be offering costs for transport to get there, and if you need help getting there, just contact Anti-Poverty Network SA. You can contact us at antipovertynetwork.sa@gmail.com.
Before you raised the point about public transport and being accessible to all, this has been an election campaign issue for Anti-Poverty Network. Can you talk a little bit more about what that means?
Yeah, so this is something I'm really excited about, our public transport campaign to make it free for all low-income people. There's just countless limitations that we face every day, and it'd be so much relief to make it free. And we've had testimonies from all scopes of the welfare system just telling us really sad stories about the limitations they do face. And one is like, there's no difference between $2.50 and $5 if you have no money at all. You know, I think it's perfectly feasible to make public transport free. And like the weird privatization of the public transport system as well, which is questionable. And like, why is a public service being privatized? There's a lot of questions there. But yeah, like really important because we want to access social events. We want to see our friends and family. We need to job interviews, you know, we have mutual obligations. So yeah, a big one, I guess, to counter the rhetoric there is, why are we not allowed to travel for free? We can't afford it, but we need to do our mutual obligations and we need to apply for jobs. And
I think that's something that so many people forget, that public transport, it says public in its name, but it's not necessarily accessible to everyone. And public transport's one of those things that if you don't have access to it, it does limit what you are able to do in your day-to-day life, whether it's for personal reasons or for work obligations, etc.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you're on a low income, you're probably more likely to be pushed further out of the CBD and into other areas. So if you're not close to a shop already, how are you going to get there?
Makes it really difficult.
It does.
May I ask, how long have you been involved with Anti-Poverty Network?
I think this is my third year. I've been living in poverty since I was about 17, and then, yeah, stumbled upon them then.
And how have you found being involved with Anti-Poverty Network?
It's amazing, really, just seeing a group of people who not only are there for solidarity for each other, but just raising these issues and fighting back against such a punitive welfare system. The Anti-Poverty Network offers the advocacy for those who don't know their rights when dealing with job agencies and Centrelink, which is a very important one and something we get asked a lot, and myself even always asking the advocacy team, there's always questions, something coming up about Centrelink or your job agency, then, you know, we'll be running campaigns, doing public forums, public events, film screenings, always something that's getting the word out there and trying to build with the community.
And it's also, I suppose, making people who are kind of on the fringes of society feel included in the community.
Yeah, because being on a low income and on welfare, you face so much isolation. And this is one of the happiest parts of being part of the Anti-Poverty Network, is just seeing people come together and not feel so much isolation anymore. And yeah, I think it's very important, because that just leads us into further mental health issues. And yeah.
If someone's listening and they'd like to get involved with Anti-Poverty Network, how can they find out more information?
We're active on most social media platforms. So we have a Twitter at Anti-Poverty Network SA. Facebook's a really good one, Anti-Poverty Network SA again. And we can also like add you to an email list. So yeah, again, email us. And there's all sorts of things you can do. You don't have to be on the front lines. You can be in the back lines. There's so much to do. And yeah, a lot of help and solidarity is always accepted and welcomed.
Zed from Anti-Poverty Network SA. Entry is free to all members of the public, and the forum will be held this Saturday from 1:30 p.m. at Campbelltown Uniting Church. That's 607 Lower Northeast Road. For more information, you can visit the Anti-Poverty Network SA Facebook page.